I had a rather amusing experience recently. When I was opening up some Christmas cards, I found one which was addressed to me, but inside it was totally blank. The sender had obviously addressed it, put a stamp on it, and then put the card inside the envelope without writing anything. And unfortunately, I didn't recognise the sender's handwriting, so I couldn't tease them. But actually, I wonder whether I might have done that a few times and sent out many a blank Christmas card. It's so easy to rush around at this time of year that we can forget why we're doing it all in the first place. And perhaps it goes a bit deeper than that. Perhaps many of us find it difficult to get really excited about Christmas anymore. The sights and sounds of the season have been all around us. We've probably been aware of them since the early autumn. But in fact, there's often little inside which gives us anything meaningful. Meager joy behind the jollity. No peace amidst the rush. Not much more goodwill than the usual. Christmas can sometimes leave us feeling fairly empty. Of course, it hasn't always been like that. For millions of children across the country, tonight will be the most exciting night of the year. Right now, they're asleep in their beds, at least I certainly hope mine are, and they're awaiting the coming of Father Christmas and all that tomorrow will bring. Most children experience that real sense of magic at Christmas, and many of us can probably recall something of that feeling. The smell of the tree inside the house, the stories about the baby Jesus, the feel of the presents inside the stocking, the excitement of having family members gathered together. Of course, that excitement rarely lasts that much beyond Boxing Day. But where does the sense of magic go as we grow up? What's the difference between the child and the adult's perception? The answer, I believe, is imagination. More important than the chocolate, the presents, the legend of Father Christmas, is the child's capacity to imagine, to dare to believe something hugely exciting. For most children, the world is still a place of awe and wonder, a place of possibility, a place which can possess the qualities of excitement and magic. And of course, when we grow up, we easily lose that sense of wonder. It comes more naturally to see the world as a place of problems rather than a place of possibility. And who can deny the many different problems and difficulties we face in the world? Even the news from around the UK this evening of severe flooding, thousands of homes without power and travel chaos is a reminder that reality is problematic. It's certainly not what we hoped it might be as children. And so Christmas itself can lose that sense of magic, instead becoming a time when we just need to get everything done in order to keep everyone happy. But what if we were to allow ourselves to imagine? What if we permitted ourselves to get excited again? What if the world might really be a place of possibility, a place which has the potential for a deeper sense of magic than even children can dream of? The story we've just heard of the first Christmas is a feast for the imagination. It's a story we can be so familiar with, so used to hearing each year, that we can easily write it off as just a children's story. And of course, it is just that. It's a story for those who have the capacity to imagine like a child. If we can hear this story and allow it to take hold of our imaginations, allow it to kindle in us a sense of magic, then maybe we might dare to believe, Perhaps we might be able to see the world as a place of possibility and excitement. Luke's story makes our universe sound every bit as exciting as Middle Earth or Narnia. It's all there. Heavenly messengers from another dimension of reality, bearing news of a king who can bring peace to creation. An announcement made not to the rich and powerful, but to shepherds on the edge of society. A young mother who conceives and gives birth out of wedlock. And a God coming to live alongside his creation, entering human history as a helpless newborn to be laid in an animal's feeding trough. Luke tells us that Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. What if we were to do the same? What if, as we treasure these words, we allow them to take hold of our imaginations, to see the world as a place of excitement and wonder? What if, as we ponder this story, we dare to believe in the possibility of the peace and joy it promises? Perhaps then the messages already printed in our Christmas cards of happiness, peace and joy this Christmas may not seem quite so empty. Perhaps those feelings will last long after the tree has come down and the paper and the bottles have all been recycled. I wish you a very Merry Christmas and pray that the joy of the angels, the amazement of the shepherds, and the love of Mary and Joseph would fill all of our imaginations. Amen.